In last week's episode of Soap, Elaine told Danny that if he tried to put an end to their relationship, she would have her father put an end to Danny. Bert ended up agreeing to go to an institution where he can hopefully put an end to his invisibility. Meanwhile, Jessica might end up behind bars since the judge she's ended up with once invested and lost $40,000 with Chester. Confused? You won't be after this week's episode of Soap. This is the story of two sisters, Jessica Tate and Mary Campbell. These are the Tates, and these are the Campbells. And this is Soap.
You shut up! Go!
Believe it, Danny's bringing home a girl. I'm a nervous wreck.
Mary, what are you nervous about?
Listen, a guy brings home a girl, it's important. It's serious.
I don't know. I used to bring him home because I couldn't pay for dinner.
I hope she likes us. I hope she's nice. Oh, God, I'm nervous.
Mary, wait a minute. You got this all wrong. She's the one being brought home. She's supposed to be nervous, not you.
You're right. I'm not being looked over. I'm doing the looking over.
Right.
I'm the one that has to like her.
Right.
Then why am I so nervous?
Beats me.
Doc, there is one thing. This is obviously someone Danny likes a lot. Someone special, you know? So I think we ought to get to know her a little longer before we spring certain things on her.
Like what?
Like if you get the urge to become invisible, for example. I think that you ought to get to know her before you let her see you do that.
Oh, well, yeah, of course. You know, I suppose I shouldn't tell her about being committed next week either.
Oh, it's them. It's them.
Jeez.
Hi.
Mary.
Bert, what are you doing? Open the door.
Mary, I hate to be the one to tell you this, but it's a guy. Must be contagious. Danny's as gay as Jody. He's with a guy.
Bert, what are you talking about? Open the door.
Okay, then you'll see. Now, oh, just don't scream. I'm in Fruit City. What are you, fruitcake? Get your hands off me.
Bert, you lay on. Bert, take it easy. He's a bodyguard.
What?
Yeah, you see, Elaine's father, he worries about her, so she has a bodyguard.
And I thought I was overprotective. Do we get to meet her, or does she just wave from the car?
No, she'll be right in.
Dan, have you slept with her yet?
Oh.
I mean, because when you do, what happens with the gorilla?
Elaine, this is my mother,
hello.
Mary Campbell.
Hi.
This is my stepdad, Bert Campbell.
Yes, hello.
Mom, Dad, this is Elaine Lefkowitz.
Jewish.
What of it?
Nothing. I love Jewish people.
Elaine, come in. Sit down.
Danny, Jewish?
So?
You don't know about Jewish girls?
What?
They're hot. You're going to have yourself a lot of fun here if you aren't already. So, come on, tell me, how did you two meet?
Well, he broke in through my bedroom.
Boy, you Jews got the greatest sense of humor.
It's the truth.
You know, it's a good thing you're here tonight, because next week Bert's going to be committed. He thinks he can make himself invisible. I want you to know everything about this family before marrying into it.
Hi, everybody. Hey,
what is he, something, a weirdo?
I don't know.
Get your hands off me, you boy.
See that? He thinks that doll is real, and to tell you the truth, sometimes so do I.
He's nuts.
He's my son.
He's still nuts.
Miss.
Hey, do I get to meet the dindle or what?
Elaine, this is Chuck. And Bob. Guys, this is Elaine Lefkowitz.
Hi.
Hi. Nice coat. You folks polar bears? Throw her a fish, Nate. She'll do a trick.
cute, huh?
Hi.
Danny, for me, you shouldn't have. Hi. Don't you think we should talk first?
Settling?
That's her.
Mm-hmm. Elaine, this is Jody. Jody, this is Elaine Lefkowitz.
Hi, Jody.
Hi.
Jody's a fruit.
Hey, whose family's perfect? My father's a gangster.
Your father's a gangster? My father's a gangster.
Hey, your son is a fruit.
He's not my son. He's my son.
Well, he's crazy.
All right, that's it. I've had it. I'm leaving.
How is invisible?
Oh, my God, this is a zoo.
So, you want to change your mind?
Hey, cutie, want to nuss around?
excuse me. Can I have your attention, please? I am sure Danny called and told you all to act as strange as possible, but I'm afraid you've oversold it. No family can be this crazy. So, like it or not, Danny's little trick didn't work, and we're gonna go ahead with our plans.
What plans?
Well, you see, Ma, it's,
Danny and I are getting married.
Oh, wonderful. He'll get a blood test, and the dare will get a rabies shot.
I don't know, Father. I just don't think this retreat is working. I mean, I still think about her. In fact, I think about her more here than I did back home. But that could be because I need something to keep my mind off this cold. Listen, I know we're not supposed to ask for signs. We're supposed to go on faith. But do you think you can give me a sign anyway? I mean, just something to let me know I'm on the right track.
Tim.
God, is this the sign?
Tim!
Corinne! Corinne, how did you get here? No one could get here. This place is totally isolated.
Oh, it wasn't easy, let me tell you. I had to hire an Indian guide to help me up the mountain, and halfway up he quit. It's below zero out there. It's below zero in here. Tim, is this where you live?
Yes, Corinne. You can't stay here.
You can't stay here either. It's freezing. Now, there's a beautiful hotel down the mountain in Banff. You'll love it. There's fireplaces and room service. Let's go, Tim.
Corinne! I came here for a reason, remember? To forget you.
Have you?
No.
Good.
Father Tim.
Oh, it's a vision.
Father Tim. A vision. Oh.
Corinne, get out of here. In 1 minute, that guy's gonna be on the phone with Rome and they'll declare a new saint. Now go.
Go? After what I went through to get up here? You think it was easy? I mean, I buy a new outfit and I travel to another country. And then with my history of dizzy spells, I climb a mountain with an Indian who has not seen a woman in 3 years. And I finally get here and you say, go? Forget it. You've got yourself a roommate.
Listen, Corinne, I came up here to get over you. But it's not working. But I have to see it through. I have to finish it. So please go, and I'll see you when I'm done.
It's not working?
No. She smiles. I'm a priest, probably in love with a woman, and she smiles.
In love?
Corinne, please, go.
Okay.
No, no, the way you came.
Okay.
All right.
But I'll be down at that hotel.
She was here, she was. It was a vision, right, Father Tim?
She was a vision, all right.
But she's gone now.
The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away.
Yeah. Maybe I've been on the mountain too long.
Never been so embarrassed in all my life.
Why?
To have to call Sheriff Tinkler to report your father's disappearance the very morning that you're to go on trial for murder. It's insane. What's happening to this family?
I know. We certainly are having our run of bad luck.
If all that wasn't bad enough, the new tie that I was going to wear this morning, it's missing.
But you should have told Sheriff Tinkler about that, too. And while he's looking for Daddy, he could look for your tie.
Jessica.
Well, I've checked around and none of the neighbors have seen Grandpa. Some say they hope they never do, and three say if they see him, they'll kill him.
Jessica, when your father left last night, did he say where he was going?
Oh, Chester, you know it doesn't matter where he says he's going. You remember the last time he said he was going for a walk and he overpowered the driver of that low and brow beer truck and claimed it for America?
Well, maybe Benson knows where he is. Where's Benson?
Mother, is that what you're wearing to court?
Well, yes.
Well, I don't know about that dress. I mean, I think what you want to do is wear a color that's the most sympathetic to the jury.
Jessica, where's Benson?
Black should do it. I mean, widows wear black to funerals, and look how much sympathy they get.
No, I think black is too depressing.
Eunice, Jessica, Benson.
What about Benson, dear?
Where is he?
I don't know, Chester. Perhaps he's with Daddy in your new tie.
Benson, where's the major?
How am I supposed to know?
You look wonderful, Benson.
Thank you.
Benson, you know the major gets in trouble. You're supposed to watch him.
It ain't my job to watch him. Now, the only thing I got to watch around here is what's cooking in my oven. You want me to watch him? You put him on a platter with a lot of little potatoes on it.
You know, Jessica, it's a good thing I'm not a bigot, because if I were, I could say a few things right here.
Like what?
Beige. You should wear beige. Beige is the perfect color, Mother.
Benson, I think I tied this wrong.
That's my tie.
That's right. See, I don't have one of my own, so I asked Benson to pick one of yours that would be suitable.
You gave him my new tie?
How about that?
He can't wear that. I'm wearing that.
It's all yours.
Major, where have you been?
Hi, Gramps.
Daddy, where have you been? Chester, he's not answering.
I can see that, Jessica.
But he is smiling, so wherever he's been, it was nice.
I think I am in love.
Chester, Daddy's got a girlfriend.
Oh.
Where did you meet her, Daddy?
I met her in the cemetery. I go to see my old friends there. I have lots of friends there. And there she was. Sheba Pfeiffer. That's her name. And I'm in love with her. Sheba Pfeiffer.
Sheba Pfeiffer. I don't think I know the family.
Where did you spend the night?
Colonel, as an officer and a gentleman, you shouldn't even ask that question. But this is the real thing. This is it. I haven't felt like this since my dear, departed, beloved wife, whoever she was.
Benson!
What do you want?
I need you, up here. Jessica, come on out of there. Jessica, this is a murder trial. It's not a party where it's chic to be late.
I'm not going.
What do you mean you're not going?
I'm not going.
You're not going at all?
I'm not going at all.
I see. You know they'll put you in jail for this, Jessica. Jessica, I'm not going to let you do this to yourself. Well, I'll have to break down the door. Stand back, Jess, because the wood is going to fly.
Nice work, Clint.
Good, solid door. I don't make doors like this anymore.
When are we going?
As soon as I can get your mother out of the bathroom. Benson, I want you to go downstairs, get a ladder, go up on the roof and through the window.
Is he talking to me? What, are you crazy? I ain't going up on no roof. You go up on the roof.
I'll do it.
No, you won't.
Oh, come on.
The last time you were up on the roof, you spent the summer in traction. I ain't going up on the roof, and neither are you.
Gotta get her out of there, Benson.
So, you go up there.
Well, Benson, don't you think I would if I could?
No.
Well, I can't. I get nosebleeds.
Nosebleeds? I'll give you a nosebleed. All right, I'll do it.
No, Benson, I don't want you climbing on that roof. It's dangerous.
Well, I'm gonna have to go up on the roof if you don't get out of there. So if I go up there and break my neck, it'll be on your head. Thank you.
Don't be afraid, Jess. You won't be found guilty. Malou is the best.
Oh, I know that, Chester. And I'm not really afraid of that.
What are you afraid of?
Well, I can't tell you think I'm crazy.
No, I won't.
I'm afraid for the trial to be over.
What are you crazy? Why, Jess?
Because it's brought us close together. We're close now, Chester. We talk, we laugh, we drink wine. We spend our evenings together and our weekends together. It's been just like a honeymoon, Chester.
Well, that's the way it usually happens, Jess. It generally takes a crisis to bring people together.
But it's just been so wonderful, I don't want it to end. And I'm afraid that when the trial's over, it will.
But why?
No. If I'm found innocent, then the crisis will be over. And we'll just go back to being strangers. And if I'm found guilty, it'll definitely be over because I'll be on death row.
That won't happen, Jess. I won't let it, I promise.
Really, Chester?
Really, Jess.
Hello, I'm Carol David, Mr. Malou's assistant. And you are?
Mary Campbell. This is my husband, Bert.
Ah, thank you. And you?
Danny.
Right. And
Chuck.
Chuck.
And Law.
And you're Jody?
You sound surprised.
You're the suicidal homosexual?
Do we have mutual friends?
Well, no, it just says, I mean...
Well, what did you expect, that I'd be in a dress with a noose around my neck?
I'm sorry, I guess what threw me is you're just so adorable.
Most suicidal homosexuals are.
Listen, when court adjourns for lunch, give me a chance to start off on a better foot. Please.
Okay.
Hear ye, the court is now in session with the Honorable Anthony Pasillo presiding. Petrillo presiding. Court will please rise. All right, everyone be seated.
Where the hell is she? This is a murder trial. You can't be late for your own murder trial.
Counselor, where's the defendant?
Your Honor, they were detained. I think she should be here any second.
Well, something must have happened, Your Honor, because Jessica's always on time. That's one thing about Jessie. She's never, ever late.
Counselor, who's that?
Her sister, Your Honor, Mary Campbell. And this is my husband, Bert. And these are my sons. That's Bert's son. You know, last night, Jessie had a little upset stomach. Maybe she was feeling a little nauseous.
Sit down.
Hello. Sorry, I kept you waiting. I'm sorry, Your Honor. But we simply could not find a parking spot outside. I thought surely there would be one reserved for the defendant, but there wasn't. Everything was marked official parking only. And Chester said, this is just another example of the idiotic inefficiency of the judicial system. Is this my... jury.
Oh, hello.
Mrs. Tate. Mrs. Tate. Will you please sit down?
Nice outfit. Yeah. What's this for?
In case you want to jot something down or write me a note.
Well, why would I want to write you a note? I'm sitting right next to you. If I go to Europe in the spring, I'll write you a note.
Counselor, are you ready?
Yes, Your Honor.
Is it all right if I doodle?
Yes, yes.
Oh, look who's here. Hello, Mr. Franklin.
Mrs. Taylor, oh, you don't realize.
Judge, hold that thought 1 minute. We'll get right back to you. Silly for all of us to sit at two big tables. I mean, it creates an almost antagonistic atmosphere. Sort of them versus us. Don't you think it would be better if we all sat at one large table? Much warmer and friendlier than...
Mrs. Tate, I've endured your stalling tactics long enough. Counselor, please. All right, Mr. Franklin. You can begin your opening statement.
Thank you, Your Honor. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, we have here an unusual case. Unusual in the sense that this being a small town, the defendant is familiar to most of you. You must, however, I repeat, you must divorce yourself from any previous opinions you may have of the defendant, and instead pay attention only to what you hear in this room. And what you will hear in this room, ladies and gentlemen, is, I'm afraid, a chilling story of how a wife and mother, cold-bloodedly, methodically, and with malice aforethought, committed murder.
Oh, a mother? How awful.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is true, and I will show you how Jessica Tate, an angry, spurned, frustrated woman...
What?
With hate in her heart, in cold blood, murdered Peter Campbell.
Oh, the... please. I have never heard anything so rude and awful in all my life.
Now, Mrs. Tate, one more word from you, and I'm going to hold you in contempt.
Me? Well, if there's any contempt around here, it's coming from him. I have never heard anything so contemptible in all my life, and I am not going to stand for it. I'm going. All right, I'll stay. But I must warn you, if you continue in this manner, I will not come back tomorrow. Go on now, but be nice.
The prosecution will attempt to show, ladies and gentlemen.
Will Danny marry Elaine? Or will he choose the carefree life of a bachelor and have his head blown off? Will Father Tim leave the retreat to see Corinne? And if he does, will they make him pay for the window? Will Jessica be found guilty of the heinous crime that Franklin has accused her of? And what does heinous mean? These questions and many others will be answered on next week's episode of Soap. Soap is videotaped in front of a studio audience.